You bought a little gift for me. I never held one in my hand before. Hell, I never saw one, except in pictures. So smooth, heavy, with two cocks. I was clumsy as fuck trying to put it on, fumbling with the straps, my cheeks burning, but you just smiled. You said I look cute, hot even, because the second I caught your face next to it, my whole expression changed. You want me to suck it? You asked, eyes glittering with that cocky little spark. I froze, heat rushing up my neck. No, you don't have to if you don't want to, I stammered, my voice trembling. But you kept pushing, tilting your head with that knowing grin. I think you want to see me doing it, right? My lips parted, my stomach flipping, and a bit down hard before whispering, yes. You pulled me closer by my hips, dragging me to the edge of the bed until I was standing right in front of your mouth. My pulse hammered, eyes wide, watching in pure anticipation as your tongue slipped out, making a slow circle around the tip. And then another, and another. You were looking into my eyes all the time. I gasped softly, my pussy already dripping, thighs sticky and hot. When I pushed forward just a little, you smiled wickedly, just before sliding your lips around it. Fuck. I breathed out, almost collapsing. You looked so fucking handsome down there, sucking my fake cock, your head bobbing up and down like it belongs in your throat. My clit throbbed with every wet pop and sloppy sound you make, and by the time I grabbed your hair, tugging softly, my juices were already sliding down my legs. I never imagined it could be so hot. And then you pulled off with a grin, breathless, a string of spit shining between your lips and the cock. Let's do it. Come on, you said, cheeky as fuck. I blushed, but I was burning now. I started with a finger first. Your whole body shivered the moment I slipped inside. That little gasp, that shaky breath. You were giving me everything, baby. All that trust laid bare for me. My pussy clenched so hard just watching you tremble for me, feeling my juices slide down my thighs, so slippery and hot. The lube made everything so fucking messy, clutching as I slid another finger and stretching you wider. God. The sounds mixed with your moans had me losing my mind. You bit your lip, trying to hold yourself together, but I could see it. The way your eyes fluttered, the way your hips twitched up to meet my hand. Good boy, I whispered, my voice shaky with how wet I was. That's it. Let me open you up. And then the toy came, thick, slick, gleaming. I pressed the tip against you, just a tease, smearing lube over your hole until you whined. My shy smile was gone by then. I could feel it in my own body, the switch. My hips rolled forward, just a little push. And fuck, the way your breath caught, that was it. You like that? I growled, grabbing your hips tighter, pulling you gently onto me. You can take it, all of it, for me. Your moan broke into the filthiest cry, your body pushing back against mine. I started slow, in and out, just the tip, teasing you until you whined again, your hands clawed the sheets, your body trembling with need. Are you okay? I murmured, still giving you a choice, still holding you close. You only managed a bitten lip, a breathless moan, a shaky nod. More, you begged. Fuck, that broke me. Yeah, more. I purred, thrusting deeper, stretching you wider, almost all of it sliding inside. Your body welcomed it, greedy, hips pushing back, and my head spun, watching you take it like that. The slap of my hips meeting you echoed through the room, and I laughed breathlessly, drunk in your sound. Yes, baby, more. I whispered, my thrust getting sharper. Holy shit, you're so fucking good like this. When you started pushing your hips back hard, fucking yourself on me, I lost it completely. Oh, fuck, good boy. Yeah, baby, fuck it back. Show me how much you want it. I yanked your hips tighter, grinding onto you, and my filthy words stumbled out, just unchecked. I love pulling you onto me like this, onto this cock, ramming it into you. My blushing girl was gone. In her place was a dirty, desperate, hungry me. I wanted nothing but your pleasure, your moans breaking apart, your body surrendering under mine. Turn around, I demanded, panting. Get on all fours. I'm not done with you yet. I made you get on all fours. You were eager, scrambling into position, your ass in the air, cheeks flushed, chest heaving with anticipation, the tip teased at your hole like it already belonged to me. And it did, didn't it? Every twitch, every whimper, every desperate push of your hips told me the truth. Your body was mine to ruin. I pressed in slow, dragging the cock up and down, sliding it in and out with steady, relentless rolls of my hips. Your moans filled the room. Broken and needy, making my pussy ache with how wet I was. Fuck, I couldn't resist. My hand came down hard on your ass. The sound echoing as you gasped, your skin warmed under my palm. So soft, so fucking juicy with my strap buried between your cheeks. One. Two. I growled, spanking you again, harder this time, watching your ass getting red for me. Mm-mm, yes, baby, one more. Oh, fuck, listen to that. Look at you, my perfect boy. Skin burning under my hand, a fake cock stuffed deep inside your ass. You look so damn beautiful and free like this. I leaned forward, grabbing your hair, pushing your head down until a cheek brushed against the cheeks. My lips were right at your ear, my hips slamming into you with ruthless force. Yeah, take it all, baby, moan for me, let me hear how good I make you feel. You choked out a cry, pushing back against me, body shaking as I pounded you harder. Every slap of skin, every wet quench of lube, just, oh my God. Every racked breath was ours, tangled together in filth and need. That's it, good boy. Fuck yourself on my fake cock. Show me how much you crave it. God, you are my perfect slut right now when you spread yourself open for me like this. Your moans cracked into desperate pleas, deeper, more, and I gave it to you. Harder. My hips snapping, my grip on your hair cruel and tender all at once. Yes, baby, yes, take it all the way. Fuck, you're so perfect. Please come for me. Come on this cock while I wreck you. Your body was shaking under me, desperate, on the edge of breaking, and then you couldn't resist. One of your hands slipped beneath, curling around your cock, stroking fast and sloppy as I pounded into you. Yeah, baby, stroke it. Milk yourself while I fuck your ass raw. I wanna watch you fall apart from me. You whimpered, the sound wrecked and needy, your hand working faster, hips slamming back against my strap like you couldn't get enough. The mess of it, your red ass, your moans, the filthy slaps of our skin, the lube, the sweat, that was pure fucking bliss and it made me feral. Good boy, that's it, stroke your cock for me, show me how bad you need it. God, you're so perfect. Your cries grew louder, higher, your body tensing, trembling. I yanked your hair harder, growling in your ear. Come for me. Come while I fuck your hole open. Do it now, baby. Fuck, let me see it. Right the fuck now. That was it. You broke. With a red shout, cock twitching. As hot ropes spilled onto the sheets, your hand pumping you through every pulse, your whole body buckled back, arching, ass grinding against my strap as I fucked you through your orgasm. I slowed, easing my hips, my hand leaving your hair to stroke over your damp back, soothing, grounding you. Your body sacked into the mattress, gasping for air, skin shining with sweat. Shh, 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 that's it, baby, I whispered, pressing a kiss on your shoulder. I pulled out carefully, slipped the toy out, watching you twitch and whimper softly. I climbed over you, laying on your back, wrapping my arms tight around your chest. My lips brushed your temple as I held you close. You did so good for me, baby. So fucking perfect, and I'm very, very proud of you. You hummed weakly, melting into me, safe and spent. I kiss your hair, rubbing slow circles on your chest until your breathing evened out, both of us tangled together in the warm afterglow. You are so mine, I murmured one last time, possessive and tender.